Goose Management Program. The unique goose management program that was presented to council last meeting will be going ahead. Count. Carrie Gares requested to move the motion to follow through with the harvest and follow through with the proposal and utilize funding as notified by staff. The program will have three phases, which will consist of surveying, planning, relationship building, then harvesting, which will be followed by the assessment and reporting results. The cost estimate to complete the three-year program is $107,000, which will be used from the original geese coal budget, $27,179, and Parks Reserve. Guardians of our Salish Estuaries, Goose, presented back on March 11th to look at harvesting geese for food. The ethical approach to harvest adult Canada geese was suggested by Gareth Ashley, a wildlife biologist with Goose. We've partnered with quite a few First Nations groups throughout the years, as they help with the meat processing, Ashley said. At the end of the day, the goal is to generate a high-quality food source and to lower those targeting invasive Canada goose population. Leftover funds. Vernon City Council heard on Monday that over $3 million in funds were unspent from 2023. Deb Law, Director of Financial Services, presented the year-end results at the March 25th council meeting. We were aware that we were going to have at least $3 million available, as we did commit that to the Active Living Center, Law said. We did have development excess revenue, in the amount of over $800,000, which was transferred to the reserve. Law also mentioned that investment income reached $3.3 million, which was transferred to other reserves. Just three revenue streams generated less than budgeted in 2023. Corporate administration, $8,290, RCMP, $272,670, and taxation, $82,480. Disappearing projects. During a presentation of carryover projects that the city will be continuing into 2024, Count. Akbal Mund questioned Law over a specific project that was not found on the report. I was looking on this, and 5 or 6 years ago we approved a path from White Court Place to Foothill Place, and I don't see it on here, and it is not done. I can tell you that, as I live near there, he said. It's been 5 or 6 years and I don't see it on here. Law responded, saying that administration told staff that if they had projects that were more than a couple years old that had not been started, they were not to request a carryover and were to re-look at the project, because very likely there would not be nearly enough budget for them. Mayor Victor Cumming chimed on, questioning where the monies for these projects went. We allocated money for the stairs at Becker Park and the pathway in the foothills, so where does the money end up? Law responded, explaining that any projects funded by reserves, the money is still sitting in the reserve. So when you see the reserve schedule next meeting, projects that were taken off will increase the value of the reserve. We need to see all the projects that died on the vine, said Cumming. Administration will be doing a report to look back at projects since 2019, and that will be presented to council in the second meeting in April. Development permits. The city has updated the developmental approval process for minor variances, DVP. The new streamlined approach will see staff have the ability to vary technical bylaw provisions, including construction on slopes exceeding 30%, lot width, site coverage, building heights, setbacks, landscaping, and signage. The delegated minor DVP process marks a significant advancement in our efforts to foster efficient and responsible development in Vernon, said Terry Barton, Director of Planning and Community Services. We are committed to providing residents and developers with a streamlined pathway that balances regulatory compliance with community needs. Financial Reporting Award. Vernon's Financial Services Division received the Canadian Award for Financial Reporting from the Government Finance Officers Association, again. The recognition comes from the city's work on its annual financial report for the 2023 year. The annual financial report was judged by impartial Canadian Review Committee members. It is the 15th straight year that the financial services team in Vernon has received the award. Read more. Downtown Vernon's 30th Street wreckage expected to be cleared up soon. Read more. Vernon's Cal Tire Place's unexpected shutdown leads to $22,000 price tag.